From Theo, SignalFlow Alpha Desk, Bitcoin, the model. Shorted the top. Now it harvests the $60-90K range. Theo here. Today, I'm opening the group into the position my systematic book has been running on Bitcoin. And I'm going to show you the machine, not just the trade. The engine is a multi-horizon forecast model. Every close, it produces three expected return forecasts. Z9, Z20, and Z60. 9, 20, and 60 days out. It goes long only when Bitcoin dips below its 24-day average, while all three forecasts clear their entry thresholds, are rising, and stack into a clean, bullish ladder. Z9, Z20, Z60, conviction building with the horizon. It goes short when the 20 and 9-day forecasts break below their thresholds with bearish structure. Z20, Z9, 0. Longs exit the moment any horizon weakens. Shorts only cover when both Z20 and Z9 recover past their thresholds. Asymmetric on purpose, because downtrends die slower than rallies. Signals fire after the daily close and execute at the next open, and every number below is net of 10 BPS per unit of turnover. No look ahead, no free fills. The tape, straight from the model's drop log. The same notes my desk got in real time, April 2025. Price below its 24-day average, but the forecast curve was decisively bullish. Z9 plus 2.4, 0%, Z20 late 0.27%, ZXD 13.24%. Every horizon strengthening, entered near $83.20, stayed long through the advance, exited near $111.70 when the short-term Z9 finally slipped negative, plus 34.0% on the leg, June 2025. Model turned constructive after Bitcoin slipped just beneath its 24-day average. All three forecast horizons rising, clean bullish ladder. Z9, 1.79%, Z20, 3.13%, Z60 3.99%. Entered, won $105.70, closed near $111.30 after the medium-term Z20 forecast weakened beneath its exit threshold. Plus 5.1%. October 2025, Z20 collapsed to 7.64%, with Z9 at 1.01%. The required bearish structure. The model went short near $124.70, essentially the top tick region of the cycle, and Bitcoin bled towards $60. The live position, short from $76.30 since May, after Z20 fell to 4.61% and Z9 to 1.03%. Bitcoin sits near $64.80 as I write. Roughly 13.9% net on the leg. Short-term conditions have improved, but Z20 has not cleared its 2.54% exit threshold, so the model remains short. When it clears, the book flips to the bid side. The per window record on the same daily series, strategy versus simply holding. Window, strategy, buy hold, alpha, 30D, 6.89%, 2.00%. 8.9 PTs, 60 deed, 13.92%, 14.41%, 128.3 PTs 90'd, 13.92%, 12.30%, 126 point, pause, 120'd, 21.86%, 17.58%, 139.4 pause, 180'd, 66.80%, 39.15%, 126.0%. Read the first row. Honestly, because I do, the last 30 days are negative. Bitcoin chopped upward off the lows while the book stayed short, and the model gave back 6.9% against a market that drifted up 2%. That is the cost of the discipline. The edge lives in the 60 to 180-day rows, staying short through Bitcoin's slide from roughly $124 towards $65 produced 66.8% over 6 months against 39.2% for holders. This model pays for its bad month many times over, but understand going in, it has bad months. The play for this group, we market make the $60-$90 band with the model as the brain. The book runs on base against CBBTC, Coinbase's wrapped Bitcoin, 1.1 custodied, currently skewed short from the $76,000 entry, harvesting toward the floor of the band, flipping long the moment the exit conditions and the bullish ladder print. Your liquidity backs the book through that short to long rotation. The range pays the spread. A yes signs you into the market-making position with your own wallet. A no costs you nothing. Either way, every fill lands on base scan for the group to see. Track record. Systematic multi-horizon model. Computed on the real 2015-2026 Bitcoin USD daily series. Net of costs. Past performance does not oblige the future to cooperate. Prototype, research scenario, not investment advice.